Welcome to the Mindy Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am so happy that you're here today. Are you totally loving this amazing intro that I found? My first episode, which was last week, I did not have a fancy intro, and I'm feeling pretty official now that I have a very sexy intro to my podcast. In any case, I am your host, Mindy Lyons, and I am excited to talk about the topic for today, which is, drum roll, the power of your focus. This might seem like a basic concept to some of you, but I'm hoping that I will be able to shed some light in some areas where you might be having some frustrations and be wondering, why do I keep encountering the same problem? Why do I keep attracting the same type of guy, the same type of girl? Why do I keep having the same issue? And what I'm going to share with you are some principles that I have discovered in my own personal journey as to why this is happening and what you can do to fix it. There's a popular quote that says, where your focus goes is where energy flows. And to put that in simplified terms, what that means is that, let's say, for example, that you decide that you want to get a red Corvette. Well, what happens is your reticular activating system, which I'm sounding super geeky right now, but it's a certain part of your brain that starts to focus on finding the thing that you are focused on. So that's why you will find that you'll see red Corvettes everywhere. And it's like, why is that? Were those red Corvettes not there before and they just suddenly surfaced because you happened to decide that you wanted a red Corvette? You probably had never noticed that there were so many red Corvettes out there, but because you told your brain that you wanted a red Corvette, it's just this cool way that we were designed that you're now going to start seeing those everywhere. So this can work tremendously in your favor, depending on what it is that you're focused upon. But if you are tending to have a negative focus, then what that's going to do is attract negative experiences or whatever it is that you happen to be focused on. In my conversations that I have with people on a regular basis, one of the most popular complaints or the ones that comes up most frequently is I keep attracting a certain type of person. One of the most common themes that I hear in my conversations, the word narcissistic comes up a lot. Now, I'm going to be one of the first ones, well, probably not one of the first ones, but I'm just going to say that that word is so widely used and out of context. People use that way too much, not even really fully understanding what the meaning of narcissism actually is. But I digress. That's not what I'm here to talk about today. But let's just say that you are attracting a certain type of person that doesn't feel good to you. Well, the more that you focus on that, the more that you say, I keep attracting this same type of guy, I keep attracting a narcissistic, abusive, toxic relationship. What's going to happen is it's going to set in motion. Your words actually have vibration. So it's going to set in motion this magnetic attraction to exactly what it is that you're focused on, even if it's a negative thing. So you're going to start attracting people and relationships that are going to fulfill the power of your focus. Just like if you're always being self-deprecating, if you're saying, you know, I don't like the way I look, I'm fat, I'm out of shape or whatever, your words give life or death. So if you want to speak life over yourself, then you literally have to stop verbalizing the thing it is that you are dissatisfied with. So if you don't like something, I know this sounds cliche and cheesy or whatever, but don't actually verbalize the thing that you don't want. Put your focus and your literal words on the outcome or the thing, the person that you do desire. Now, telling yourself not to focus, you know, like, I'm just going to stop thinking about that. Well, you're going to think about that even more because there's no law of, I'm not thinking of the name right now. There's a law of assertion, but you can't eliminate something. So when you say no, It actually means I want more of that. So saying I'm not going to think about that creates more of what you don't want to think about. So the best thing is to distract yourself from whatever it is that you're not wanting to focus on. Just distract yourself and not make it a huge deal. Just shift your focus, your attention onto something else. So that can apply to anything. It can apply to things that you actually do desire. If you're wanting to experience, let's say that you're wanting to experience the feeling of love and appreciation more, then what I've done in situations like that is I have told myself that I'm going to intentionally be aware of and looking for and celebrate anything and everything today that is appreciating me, recognizing me, whatever feeling it is or emotion that I'm wanting to experience. I'm just going to start being really hyper aware to those types of feelings or those types of situations happening that bring on those feelings. And you'll start to notice, because you're starting to pay attention to those things, you will see more of that happening. You might see that your kids say something out of the blue to appreciate you. You might see that your boss or a coworker notices that you did something and they don't normally say that, or maybe they did, but you just weren't really noticing. Because a lot of times our brains will tell a different story that actually isn't the actual truth based on what it is that you are thinking is true. And it can be two completely different things. For example, I was talking to a friend yesterday and she was asking me some questions specific to my dating life. And she asked, I won't go into it all right now, but I gave a very different picture than reality was without even realizing it. It wasn't that I was being dishonest with her, but at the time that I was talking to her, I had a little bit of a jaded perspective of reality. But then when she started asking questions to me that were more pointed, I was like, oh, I didn't think about that. I forgot about that or whatever. And so sometimes we will tend to remember a different story than the actual truth was. So I'm kind of getting off on a little bit of a tangent there, but my point is that whatever it is that you're wanting to experience, that's where you want to put your focus. So if you're feeling, like maybe you are dissatisfied with your job, but you know that being dissatisfied with your job is just going to bring more circumstances in your job that you don't like, then the thing to do is to, I know it sounds basic, but the thing to do is to focus your day on finding the things that you do appreciate. I know that can seem a bit of a stretch depending on your situation, but there's usually something that you can think of that you can appreciate about your job. It might just be very, very basic. It might just be something like your commute is short, or maybe you like the schedule that you work, or maybe there's some coworker that you really enjoy. Maybe you enjoy the break room or the view from your window or whatever it is, but something that you can appreciate. You're going to start noticing even more things that you appreciate. And it doesn't even have to be related to your job. Even if you want to feel better about your job, just focusing on appreciating every single thing. Maybe you're liking the weather that morning. Maybe your coffee tasted exceptionally amazing, or whatever. Whatever it is, focusing on appreciation is actually putting you in the highest state of vibration that you can reach as a human. They've actually done studies on this where they've tested vibration on people when they were feeling certain things, and appreciation is the highest state of vibration that you can access. So it's just really good to practice that no matter what it is. Another example could be your children. If you've just been having a hell of a time with your kids and they've just been acting up, the more that you focus on the way that they're acting and their behavior being poor or not something that you enjoy, the more they're probably going to start acting that way. It's just how it works. And so if you shift your focus to be thinking about the things that you appreciate about your kids, even if it can be hard to think of something at the time, the more that you can focus on that, whatever it is, you know, maybe you like the color of their eyes, or maybe they just have a cute little giggle or something like that. If you can focus on anything that you appreciate about your children, then you'll start to notice shifts in their behavior. This can even be the case with your body, because if you have a really negative focus towards your body, if you're wanting to shed excess weight, as an example, but you keep talking about how upset you are about your weight, or how you don't like how much you weigh, or you're embarrassed about your body, then your body is going to retain. It's not going to want to get rid of something that you're spending a lot of focus on saying is true. If you're saying that it's true that you're an emotional eater or you're a food addict or you're whatever, then your body and your subconscious are going to do exactly what it is that you don't want to do to make that true. So if you're wanting to make progress in an area, the thing to do is to speak life into the situation and actually start saying things that are conducive to the result that you want to have. So even if it doesn't feel true at the time when you say something, you can start to shift the things that you say. And you don't want to say something that is completely non-true, where you're just, if you're hating the way that your body looks and you're saying, oh, I look amazing today or whatever. If you are so far from believing that, it's not going to work. The key is to have something that is close enough to something you can believe. And it could be something that is very small, like, okay, maybe I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm making progress a little bit each day. That might be something that you can grasp. And saying things like that can soothe you into a pattern that is actually going to produce the results that you want instead of being counterproductive to the results that you want. If it's an outcome that you don't desire, just don't freaking say it. We think that we can have these venting sessions and have no consequence to it, but it's just not true. Sometimes, sure, yeah, we need to vent to get some things off our chest or whatever, but a lot of times we'll have these bitch and moan complain sessions and thinking that it's not having an impact, but in reality, it so is having an impact. People do not realize the power that they carry in their words. So, like I said, when you're thinking about saying something, even if it's just, you know, any kind of complaining or any type of, like this guy, this girl, this kid, you just want to say it. You just want to get it out. You know what I'm saying? Like you just boiling over. Just put a little bit of a controller on that tongue, a little bit of a governor on that tongue, and think about what it is that you're saying. Because you're whatever it is that you're saying has an impact. And the way that you can tell the type of impact that your words are having is to look at the type of experiences you're having in your life, because that is forming the world that you live in. A lot of times we try and blame everybody else. She did this, he did that, whatever. People are responsible. But if you want a different experience, if you want a different world, change your thoughts, change your words, think before you speak, and speak the words that you want to experience. Create your own world, and you can do that through the power of your thoughts and your words. Again, my name is Mindy Lyons. I am so happy that you've joined us. Thank you so much for your support. I've just been so overwhelmed at all the people that have been messaging me and saying that they're downloading my podcast. I've been seeing you all share it on social media. It makes me feel so honored and loved that you see value in what I'm sharing. So please keep it up. And I love your reviews. I love your ratings. I love it all. So I'm going to say bye for now, and I will see you on the next episode.